In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the devil has already won. He has defeated us. We have been tricked. Our hope was in vain. We were too weak. We have fallen too many times. We will never rise again. Our sins and those of the whole world and of the church are too great. Now, before you walk out on me, allow me to explain myself. The dire picture that I painted a few sentences ago was hypothetical. It is the sure result of our spiritual life if we lack two essential virtues. These two virtues are indispensable for every one of us who wishes to come to eternal blessedness with our God in heaven. These two virtues, admirably lived out by St. Therese of Lisieux, the little flower, whose feast day we celebrate this week on October 3rd, these two virtues are the virtues of confidence and perseverance. Confidence has for its object not ourselves, not our own weak powers, but God Himself. Of ourselves, we are capable only of misery and sin, and how often do we experience that inherent weakness, that tendency to evil in our fallen nature? Yet we know that the Son of God became man, took this feeble human nature upon Himself, and suffered the cruel death of the cross for love of us. We know, through the supernatural virtue of faith, that death won for us all of the necessary and superabundant graces of redemption and salvation. We also know that God wills all men to be saved. This is the foundation of our confidence. God's goodness is infinitely greater than our evil. The Holy Kyrie of ours, St. John Vianney, said that our sins are like as so many grains of sand when compared with the infinite mountain of God's mercy. Confidence is an aspect of the theological virtue of hope, by which, relying upon God's mercy and infinite promises, we trust to obtain what He has promised to us, namely, eternal life. Confidence, wrote Father Liagre, is the unique and indispensable link between the soul's weakness and the strength it needs, the necessary bridge between humility and courage. Therefore, once there is confidence, the more the soul sees and feels its weakness, the more courageous it will be. When I am weak, then I am powerful, says St. Paul. The link between the two terms of this paradox is confidence. Holy Mother the Church prays today in the introit of the Holy Mass, "I am the salvation of the people, saith the Lord. In whatever tribulation they shall cry to me, I will hear them, and I will be their Lord forever." The Lord is our salvation, our hope, and our strength, and those who hope in Him shall never be disappointed. We can never have too much confidence in our God, who is so mighty and so merciful, says St. Therese. As we hope in Him, so shall we receive. The second virtue that is essential to our spiritual life is that of perseverance. It is naturally born of the virtue of confidence. If we hope to obtain everything from the goodness of God, should we not also hope to obtain the grace to overcome our many imperfections, vices, and habitual sins, and to persevere until the end? Yet God does not ask us to be perfect right away. He desires us to be perfect and to try to be perfect. If we were able to eliminate our faults immediately following our resolution to do so, we would think that success would be a result of our own endeavors, our own efforts, and not a pure effect of the grace of God in our lives. Then our own perfection would be for the cause of us sins of pride, and not for another reason for us to thank Almighty God. That is why God allows us to seemingly make so little progress at times in the fight against our habitual sins and imperfections. We have made the resolution to abandon them forever, and yet week after week we seem to fall into them. We thought we had, following the advice of St. Paul in today's epistle, put on the new man, who according to God is created in justice and holiness of truth. Therefore, we are easily discouraged when we fall again and again. What is the point of continuing? We hear the devil whisper in our ear, "You have not made any progress, so you might as well give up now." If we listen to him, dear faithful, it is then that he has already won. For our perfection here below lies not in being perfect, but in pursuing that perfection through perseverance. If we despair, we have already lost. If we make the resolution to persevere, let us keep that resolution in order to please Almighty God, vanquish Satan, and obtain everlasting life. All your happiness, writes St. Francis de Sales, lies in perseverance. No matter how many times we fall, how many faults we commit, let us make the firm resolution to always detest them sincerely, repent of them, and ask God's forgiveness, and to rise without delay through an act of confidence in His goodness, and to continue simply and calmly on the way that He has set us on. Let us focus more upon God's goodness than upon our own weaknesses, and then we will receive the grace of an unshakable confidence and the resolution to persevere no matter what. For nothing is lost as long as we are here below, and we have everything to gain. Let us ask this grace of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Holy Perseverance, standing at the foot of the cross of her Son. Let us make the resolution with St. Therese, with daring confidence, she says, and reckless of self, I will remain there till death, my gaze fixed upon the Divine Son. Nothing shall affright me, neither wind nor rain, and should impenetrable clouds conceal from my eyes the orb of love, should it seem to me that beyond this life there is darkness only, this would be the hour of perfect joy, the hour in which to urge my confidence to its uttermost bounds. For knowing that beyond the dark clouds my sun is still shining, I should never dare to change my place. O Divine Son, I am happy to feel myself so small and frail in thy presence, and my heart is at peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.